something like this, and I'd like to get guests like him on. And here we are 20 years on, exactly to the month, and we're doing it. It's remarkable stuff. If people want to know about you, just as we come up to the midnight news here in London, where do they go? If they want to be looking at your website, which one would you like them to be looking at while we talk after the news?
Start with the other side of midnight.com. That's where all the latest stuff is, because that's where the show is. Remember, Art dragged me kicking and screaming into doing a show.
Yes.
I'm not Art Bell. I'm not a radio person. I'm a researcher. I'm a scientist. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to create the context for the most extraordinary information about who we are as human beings in history. So the show is an adjunct to the research. And in all the people I've interviewed, I've tried to pick people, together with my producer, who will fit into the big picture story when this, in fact, is, quote, real, meaning when it's publicly acknowledged.
All right. And the other website is enterprisemission.com. That is the one that started it all. Across the United Kingdom and tonight across the continental United States, my name is Howard Hughes. This is The Unexplained. More from Richard C. Hoagland after the news here.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
And it's all change in the new season of Formula One on Channel 4. With new rules, faster cars, wider tyres, louder engines, fresh rivalries, quicker laps and closer races.
Race into the unknown. Formula One race highlights today at 2 p.m. on Channel 4.
Your business is growing. Fantastic. But you need to hire fast. Enter Indeed.com. Already used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, you'll find more great candidates and sooner on Indeed. Find your next hire on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. World's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 2-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted by 31st of March 2017 and registered by 30th of June 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Excludes selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at midnight. Negotiations on forming a new power-sharing government in Northern Ireland are broken down. Sinn Féin says it won't be nominating a deputy first minister by tomorrow's 4 p.m. deadline. The party's leader, Michelle O'Neill, says the talks process has run its course.
Came at the negotiations with wanting to make the institutions work in good faith in terms of trying to receive implementation of what has been previously agreed. The governments and the DUP have failed in their approach to the talks process and to the negotiations.
The Northern Ireland Secretary says he's determined to see a functioning executive in place at Stormont. The Home Secretary says messaging organisations should give the security services access to their platforms in the fight against terror. Amber Rudd's comments coincide with details about Khalid Massoud using WhatsApp just moments before going on the rampage in Westminster. Two people remain in police custody. The crewman recovered from the wreckage of an Irish rescue helicopter has been named as Captain Mark Duffy. He was one of four people on board when it came down the Atlantic 12 days ago. Two people remain missing. Labour's threatening to reject any Brexit deal unless the government meets six conditions. One key requirement is Britain receives exactly the same trading benefits as those in the single market. Other demands include treating migrants fairly, maintaining rights and protections, and delivering for all nations of the UK. Football Scotland's dream of reaching the World Cup is just about alive after a late 1-0 win over Slovenia in Glasgow. England are also still on track to travel to Russia after beating Lithuania 2-0 at Wembley. Liverpool's Adam Lallana played all 90 minutes.
Came at the negotiations with...
I think once we got the goal, we started maybe not to do the things that we done to kind of get the goal, moving the ball quickly. But that's probably a bit of a learning curve for us.
Elsewhere, Northern Ireland secured an important 2-0 win over Norway in Belfast. That moves them back into second place in their World Cup qualifying group. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
The following program contains graphic audio images of the supernatural and scenarios depicting paranormal activity that some listeners may find disturbed or disturbing. Views expressed in the program are solely those of the presenter and do not in any way reflect the opinions, beliefs, or policies of Talk Radio.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplainable.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio.
Well, I would take issue with that guy because I think we're doing some explaining tonight. Richard C. Hoagland is here. His magnum opus, the book of his lifetime, is Hidden Mars, War in Heaven. And we're going to talk about some game-changing stuff. Richard, we have about 20 minutes or so. Dark Waters is going to be telling us some chilling stories from New Orleans later this hour. I hope 20 minutes does it. I'm going to let you do most of the talking here. So where do you want to take me next?
Well, we set the background. This saga began for me personally with the face on Mars and NASA basically not telling the truth. Because it turned out Jerry Sofen, and I knew Jerry. I actually had an incredible trip with him and his wife to San Francisco in the subsequent days to that little press conference. And I got to know him very well. We hung out together. We talked about stuff. But he would never talk about the face on Mars seriously. About a decade later, when we were about 10 years later, the occasion came up for a celebratory dinner in Washington, D.C., of all the Viking scientists and project people to kind of, compliment themselves, pat themselves on the back, like the Academy Award does with stars and movies, for a job well done. And lo and behold, Jerry Sofen invited me to present a keynote speech at the 10th anniversary Viking dinner. And I showed him with a Reagan presidential advisor, David Webb, in a downtown Washington hotel room. I previewed what I was going to talk about, which was the data we had collected on the reality of Cydonia, which is where the face on Mars lives on Mars, and the ancillary structures, pyramids, geometric aligned streets, and kind of a cityscape, et cetera. And all of that was mind-boggling to him because 10 years down the road, for some reason, he was more open to taking the idea possibly as real or at least as worthy of pursuit. So he invited me to speak at, to do the keynote at this Viking 10th anniversary dinner. Day later, I get a phone call. Everything was off. I was disinvited. And it's been that way ever since, Howard. Someone somewhere high up does not want this taken seriously. Jerry Sofen soon found his wife, who he cherished above everything on earth, floating face down in their pool.
My God.
Dead. And he never did anything in public again, and he died very unhappy and obviously shattered. These guys play rough. I mean, we fast forward the film. Back about 1998, I was in Florida, and a Fox special came on that I had been very actively behind the scenes involved in on ancient Egypt. And I had found a set of artifacts in ancient Egypt at a place called Abydos. Does that name ring a bell?
Tell me.
Abydos? It's a key planet in Stargate SG-1.
All right.
Brookings, Abydos. Abydos is where the hidden history of the human race is literally limbed out in a temple built by Seti I, something like 1400, 1500 years BC, I believe. Anyway, in Abydos, there is a lintel up against the ceiling was a whole bunch of very modern-looking things, like helicopters and tanks and ground speeders and other things that have no business being depicted in ancient Egypt. Good grief, no. I sent a producer with AK-47 guards on camels hundreds of miles across the desert with Fox cameras to record this and put it on Fox television. And I looked into the camera, because we tape various parts of this separately, and I said, if this is real, it means we are the Martians. This was 1998. A few days later, three guys show up and live in the hotel room next to mine. And they park their blue truck, which was battered with paint, looked like they were painters, out in front. And they sit out in front, and when I and Robin would come and go from my room there in Florida, they would literally sit behind their window, their big window where they'd pulled the blinds wide open, or sit in front at the little table in front of each window that the hotel had set up, you know, for, I guess, afternoon cocktails. And they would glare hate at us, at me. 3 days after this started, I woke up at the crack of dawn in the morning with an incredible feeling that I had an elephant on my chest. And from then, I was whisked to the hospital. I was told, Robin was told behind the scenes that they gave me up for dead, that basically I had less than 50-50 chance. She brought me through with all kinds of medicinals, which, you know, if you want to get better from something serious, you should get hold of Dr. Robin Falkov. Anyway, long story short, someone, Howard, tried to kill me because I'd been on Fox television with evidence looking into the camera and saying, not only are we not alone, but we are the Martians. We somehow came from Mars to Earth. Actually, we came back, and that's part of the long history we'll talk about in this book.
And you believe that the information
was... It's not about belief,
all
Howard.
Right.
It's about evidence, about data.
We're talking about the heart attack. You believe that somebody regarded what you were doing as so ahead of its time and so beyond the program as it was set out to take us along this journey at their speed, not yours, that they were willing to stop you with a staged heart attack.
Yes, because the same night, literally, the same night in England, Stanley Kubrick died. March, I forget what the exact date of 1998. Now, when I noticed that I'd almost been killed and they had succeeded in killing Stanley, because I think he was murdered, I started looking into the background of, you know, the numerology, the ritual part of this that we haven't talked about on this show, but we have on previous shows. Do you know that Stanley died and I was attacked exactly 666 days before the beginning of 2001? And what was the theme of 2001? It's when humankind finds out it's not alone. Arthur and Stanley crafted that document, that incredible film, and then Arthur wrote the novel based on the idea that we would ultimately be allowed in to see that we are not the first, that the human race is part of a much bigger continuum of reality out there.
Right, so Stanley Kubrick died on March the 7th, 1999, I'm being told.
Yeah, that was when I went to Miami in 98, and then it was early 99 that I got the heart attack. So, yeah, it was that same night, March 7th. By the way, that March 7th date is also interesting because that's when I was up in an airplane, a KC-135, a few years earlier, chasing an eclipse for CBS News. Well, that's another story. Anyway, the point is that there are people that don't want this out.
So why are you continuing with it if you believe that your life is at stake?
Because I no longer think that's the case. I think history's moved on. I think too much is out there, and if they did kill me, it would only reaffirm everything I've been saying for 30-some years. You do not want to create martyrs. Never, ever create martyrs.
All right, which brings us to the kicker. Do you believe that you are now right man, right place, right time to deliver to us the game changer, and this is the 10 minutes of the show where we need to be getting to it?
Well, the book is the game changer. You know, the documentation we put in with my colleagues, my bridge crew, you know, is the game changer. The data is NASA. The data is ESA. The data is the Indian mission to Mars. The data is the Japanese mission to Mars. The data is evidence that has been allowed to leak out now, but no one talks about it. And if you ever done any research on the Internet, Howard, he says tongue in cheek, You know how incredibly complex it is to find anything and then to believe what you're finding. You know, I go back to the old Cronkite rule, three separate sources. The problem is that the separate sources on the internet all copy each other. So you can't really, unless you're incredibly tenacious, find separate sources. The good news is the NASA archives are available. The NASA archives can be Googled by anybody. You can go and look at this data. They have tried to do what our friend Will calls totally miscolorize the NASA imagery. It looks like what we call butterscotch puke. Do you really think that Mars looks that awful when you're there? Of course not. Early in the Curiosity mission, NASA put out what they call white balanced images. And lo and behold, Mars looks like the countryside I'm looking at this afternoon at after 5 o'clock in the afternoon here in you know, the land of enchantment, New Mexico. It's got incredible crimson deserts. It's got rust-colored rocks. It's got incredibly bright blue skies sometimes. Mars is like Earth.
So why do they give us butterscotch puke then?
Because they've been faking the color for the last 50 years since Viking. Mm-hmm. Well, not quite 50.
All right. Now,
and look, I know that because I was there when they started the fake of the color. I was standing in the lobby of the JPL Visitor Center, the Von Karman Auditorium, at the crack of dawn on July 21st. Remember, we landed pre-dawn hours of July 20th. About 24 hours later, we were going to get our first color picture from Mars, from Viking, the surface. And the picture comes in, and a whole bunch of us were standing around looking at the monitors, and I'm standing next to Carl Sagan. You know who Carl Sagan is. Mm. And he says, you know, tongue-in-cheek, wait till you see the burrow enter stage left, you know, because it looked like Arizona. It had blue skies. It had pinkish deserts. It looked like an American desert. And then some technicians from JPL came around. They went all around the lab. And they changed the color on the monitors so the picture was blood red. All the blue, all the Earth-like appearance of this first color image. And at the press conference that evening, they claimed that, well, they had infrared leakage in some of the sensors.
You think
they had to color.
All of this is part of the deception. Now, look, I have to say that you still have not said enough to satisfy some of our listeners. Tweet in from Randy, who says, Howard, tonight you've been played.
Well, Randy has been playing himself. Sorry, Randy. You got to go read the stuff. Read Enterprise. Start at the beginning. Start at the beginning and read all the documentation on Enterprise. Read my previous books, you know, The Monuments of Mars and my book about NASA, Dark Mission, The Secret History of NASA. Or you can be patient and you can wait for the, you know, the new book, Hidden Mars, A War in Heaven, because the data and the documentation is there.
And look, no, you're saying this book is a game changer, and you are saying that politicians will act on this book.
Howard, hang on. There's no way in an hour radio show where we can't show pictures that I can convince anybody of anything. You got to go do your homework. It's free. You don't have to wait for this book. Go and look at everything I've done for the last 30 years, which is free in the public domain. If you're not convinced with tens of thousands of pages of that data, then wait patiently for the videos. The videos will be for the Club 19.5 membership. It's $5 a year. Those people deserve to have this information first because they have supported the end game. Or you can really wait another couple, 3 months till the book is ready. Then you can get a copy, buy a copy, spend a few dollars, and read it and see if I'm right or wrong. But I guarantee you we're right because it's not just me. It's all the other independent investigators I put between the same covers. People like Keith Laney and Bob Harrison, who, by the way, is one of your countrymen. Kinthea and Will Farrer and Tim Saunders and Ron Gebron and a host of other people that you've never heard of. They've all been doing this stuff independently in parallel with me. And we've all reached the same conclusion.
Which is?
We are not the first. Human beings came from Mars, and in this book, I'm going to be able to do two things. I'm going to be able to give you a date when we came from Mars to Earth, an actual date supported by history, historical terrestrial documents. And two, I'm going to be able to lay out when the Martians who brought us, kidnapped some of us, and took us to Mars to basically tutor us in how to be civilized before we came back. I'm going to be able to give a date and a place and who the predecessors to us on Mars were, who basically rearranged the entire solar system and left the artifacts that Cassini is now photographing in the rings of Saturn something like 500,000 years ago.
Okay, when this information is out there in this book backed by all the data, what do you believe will happen?
Well, we have excellent inroads to the current administration. Okay. We're talking to several people who are very, very close to President Donald Trump.
And they're waiting for the book.
They are waiting for the data. Remember, it's not just the book. It's all the other ancillary information, starting with videos. Nobody reads anymore, Howard. They look at videos. They look at YouTube, okay?
True enough.
We're packaging this in video form first with the bullet points. And if you want the documentation, you go get the book. If you don't care about documentation, you look at the imagery and the videos and you make your decision there. Or you go on the internet and you start looking for the original source data, which is NASA's open public archives, totally for free. But you got to press a few keys and go look.
Okay. Ian says he still hasn't heard anything new.
And he won't, because Ian doesn't want to hear.
Okay.
Ian is part of people who do not want to hear. Now, it could be that Ian used to live as this incredible time and some psychological blocks. It's called trauma. You know, it's called traumatic stress disorder. Suppose the human race, I mean, another one of your countrymen, Graham Hancock, has talked about cultural amnesia. And there was a guy named, I can't remember his name. He was the big planetary collision guy last century, in the 1950s. Names are escaping me this evening. Anyway, he wrote several books called, World in Collision, and he thought that the human race back then was suffering from some kind of huge cultural amnesia.
And if you think that's not possible, I'm talking to my listener here, just think about the way that cults use mind control. They use a thing called thought blocking. That's what you were talking about, isn't it? So when certain subjects are introduced, and I'm not saying this is what's happening because I've got to sit in the middle here. That's my job.
I don't think
that when certain subjects are introduced, you automatically go, no, 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 no. Yeah?
Howard, I don't think this is being done by any agencies. I don't think this is mind control. I think this is internal filtering. If reincarnation is real, all right, a whole other program, and some of us lived on Mars, and we went through the catastrophe that forced us to flee and go to Earth, would we block it out? Would we live lifetimes where we don't want to remember because it was so awful and horrible? I mean, we're looking at nuclear war on Mars. We're looking at why Mars in history, in mythology, has been labeled the god of war. The human race, conducted huge wars and ended ourselves on that planet, if the data is to be believed.
Now, Hedy is a regular listener and a scientist, okay, at quite a high level. Hedy has tweeted to say, Mars never had an O2 atmosphere long enough to evolve man. So none of this is possible.
And that's because he's believing who?
Right, so you're saying that the fundamentals of that are wrong.
Of course, the data's been jury-rigged. The data's been kept from us. You can't believe anything except for the imagery.
All right. Stuart is saying that there is no scoop here tonight. Where does the theory of evolution fit into all of this is a question from another tweeter.
Now, that's a really important, knowledgeable question. If this is real, if what we're claiming is real, and I'll give you one interesting data point that will back up that what I'm saying should be looked at. If what we're saying is real, evolution, at least in terms of human evolution, hominid evolution, goes out the window. All right? Let me give you the data point. Have you been tracking a group of people on Earth who are blind and who have something called non-24?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is?
No.
It was found decades ago with spelunkers, people that would go down in caves and would cut themselves off from outside light, outside day-night cycles and all that. They'd be living underground for literally weeks, and they had no communication. And they found that they did not keep a 24-hour circadian rhythm clock.
Yes.
Their clocks drift. They drift. There's now a new syndrome for people who don't go down caves, who are barely blind from birth or blind after birth. And they call it now, they have a name. Doctors have a name for everything now. It's called non-24, where because they can't see any outside stimuli, they can't see light, their internal circadian rhythm drifts relative to the 24-hour clock of the Earth's rotation. Guess what it drifts in perfect synchronization with? the Martian day.
All right. So in 30 seconds or so, if you can do it, how does that tie into the theory of evolution?
Because it's hyperdimensional. It's a trans-physical space connection between their genetic origins on another world in this solar system, Mars, which has a 24.66-hour day, and the Earth, which has a 24-hour day. And if you cut off the external stimuli, they revert to their genetic connection to Mars, linked via the physics that mainstream doesn't understand yet.
Well, that is fascinating. Look, there are a lot of people who are never going to be satisfied. Another tweeter, Del Monte, says he thinks that you're just selling stuff.
Of course, he would. He's part of the people that will never look. Look, go look. Simply go look. It's all free. You don't have to wait for the book. Go to Enterprise. It's all there totally for free. I put decades into Enterprise for free. This is not about making money. This is about making truth available. If you want it, it's available. If you don't, if you can't handle the truth, Jack Nicholson, thank you, then you won't look. I will bet dollars to Navy beans that most of these negative tweeters will not look because psychologically they cannot look because they can't take what they will find.
Well, they may have another view, and I'm sure they're going to be telling me by email and by Twitter. One question finally for you, because we've known each other for such a long time and we've done a lot of radio shows and podcasts together. If you present radio shows, you have to take a certain amount of battering, and sometimes it hurts a bit, but then it goes with the territory like everything else. You've been under fire for more than 20 years, one way and another, from people who've been tweeting me tonight. Is it worth it?
Of course it's worth it. Because we're looking at truth. We're looking at scientifically supportable truth. All you got to go is look at the data. Don't tweet. Start looking. Start Googling. Look at Enterprise. Look at all our papers. Look at what NASA's putting out that they're not publicly proclaiming, but the data's in their archives. You just have to go look.
And Hedy the Scientist.
If you won't look, then obviously we can't have a conversation.
Got the point. Hedy the Scientist is saying that I use the Leeds University telescope and Mars looks the color that we're being shown, that pukey color.
No, it doesn't. It looks salmon pink.
Okay. Well,
and have you looked at the edges where the atmosphere is actually blue? No, of course not.
All right. Richard C. Hoagland. Boy, we've been through some territory here. I know we could do another hour. Sadly, we haven't got it, but I wish you well with the new book. And that book is called Hidden Mars, War in Heaven. A War in Heaven, sorry. Very important to get the A in. If people want to know about you, then it is The Other Side of Midnight and enterprisemission.com, yep?
Yep, and The Other Side of Midnight, we have public contact info, we have emails, we have for the membership, we're going to provide them.
As you said,
videos.
I'll get into trouble for promoting it too much, but I quite understand. Listen, good luck with it all, Richard, and we'll talk again, okay?
Oh, we sure will.
Good night from London.
Thanks, Howard.
And good night to all your listeners. Richard C. Hoagland is the man we've been speaking with, always colourful, always controversial, and always interesting. I know opinions may differ on that, and I think it's probably always going to be that way. But we'll be watching, and we'll be waiting, because that's what we do. Coming next, pure spine-tingling paranormality from the city of New Orleans, right here in The Unexplained, on Talk Radio. I'm Howard Hughes. Stay here.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Relax and embark on a journey from BT to Post Office Home Phone. Free yourself from BT's prices and picture paying just $14.99 a month. Experience calm and keep your number. Breathe in affordable line rental. Breathe out your old provider. Search Post Office Home Phone or visit your local branch for better value line rental. Post Office Home Phone. Sorted. Offer ends 3rd of the 4th, 2017. $14.99 a month for 12 months and $16.99 a month thereafter. No minimum term contract. Full terms at postoffice.co.uk/homephone.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes, it was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ann.
If your car isn't drivable after an accident, Direct Line will get you a taxi. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
Britain, it's March, a month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers, and Crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G.